Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Congratulations on the performance last night. What was it like to be back out there? And I suppose, how quickly did it take you for you to blow up after such a limited preparation?
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. It's nice to be back. It's good playing up against some proper opposition after having 3 months off. So, last night we enjoyed it, had a good win, and it was extra special for Paddy's 250th. So, the boys are up and about.
You personally, how did you pull up? And I did ask you before, did you get out of gas early and have to find that second win pretty quickly?
Yeah. Again, you do all this training, but nothing compares to proper match fitness. So, I was early on. The game was really quick, and I was blowing a bit. But as the game on, you sort of got used to it. But I think for me personally, the shorter quarters do help me out a lot. I do tend to recover a lot quicker as well from these shorter quarters, and you can repeat efforts. So I pulled up well today.
Margin was around a goal at halftime last night. Sav, do you have any memory of Chris Scott's message to the playing group before you headed out for the third quarter?
Yeah, generally I think Scotty was pretty happy with how we were playing, and we weren't really too stressed. We just needed to fix a few things up here and there. We knew it was going to be a pretty contested footy, so we just need to clean some things up around the footy, and just get the ball forward a lot quicker than we were. But generally, it wasn't too bad.
Asava, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. It's Benny Cass. What are you doing on a Saturday afternoon? Are you just sort of trundling around with a lovely coffee, or what's happening down there?
Yeah, not too much, mate. The restrictions are still pretty tough at the moment. So I headed out for a coffee this morning, but usually in normal circumstances, I'll be out at a cafe in the morning grabbing some lunch or some breakfast or something like that. But it was just a coffee this morning and heading straight home, and it was a pretty relaxed day for me.
What's your home routine in lockdown? Did you bit of Netflix action, or did you get the Xbox out? How did you just pass the time?
Yeah, it was a lot of Netflix action. Got through a few Netflix series, but training kept me pretty busy as well. There's a lot of spare time on my hands, so training you sort of look forward to getting out of the house and doing a training session. But other than that, I try to do a bit of gardening around the house. But other than that, yeah, there's something wrong, though, if I'm doing gardening out in the backyard, that's for sure.
Yeah, get the hoe out. That's no good. Allergic to tools, they reckon. But last night, you were able to get kick 17 goals. Not you personally, that would have been a big night. But the team... With a limited contribution from yourself and Hawk, and I think that's probably a real positive. I mean, at some point your time will come in terms of goal kicking, but last night it was the small forwards, and if you've got an array of small forwards in Ablett and Dalhouse and Myers and Atkins chipping in and hitting the scoreboard, it makes you not only really difficult to cover, but also probably really difficult to beat. And then it becomes your job just to try and create a contest for those guys.
Yeah, I was talking to Big Hawk about that last night after the game. We didn't get much of the footy, but as long as we were bringing it to ground, it was always and bringing our small forwards and our small midfielders into the game. It'd always go a long way to getting the win. So we knew they had a really tall back line, so they were going to be really strong in the air. So as long as we stopped them from marking, we could have got them on the ground. So brought Brian Myers and Dalhouse into the game, and and they had a really good game. But, we didn't get much of the footy. But, just as long as we kept contesting for the footy.
Footy Spotlight brings us Asava Radigalea, Cat's young gun. We're speaking with him, and he's Michael Barlow on Carroll Footy.
Yeah, Asava, well done last night. A player I want to talk to you about and ask you about. He has been much maligned across Geelong supporters for some time. Reece Stanley, didn't he jump out of the blocks, kick two goals, had 14 possessions, but you know, it was visibly evident that he was up for it physically and a big contributor to the the early dominance from the Cats.
Yeah, no, Reece had a really strong performance yesterday. He puts in so much work in his craft, and helps me out, especially with a lot of my right craft as well. But it was good to see him get his hands on the ball and kick a couple of snags as well. But, him and Darcy fought through this little pre-season that we've had. They've they've worked a lot together, and they've really put it out in the match play and things like that, and which I think has really helped out Reece as well. But I think he really benefited from the break from the 3 months that we had. So just keep on top of his body. So he's looking pretty good and pretty fit at the moment. So it was good to see him.
And another bloke that went pretty well and enjoyed a little bit of a break, and the little master Gary Ablett, 21 possessions, 2 goals, a lot of his possessions up around half forward. So he's not getting junk ball. But how's he bounce back from the lockdown, being away from training? Has his motivation just shifted up a gear? I reckon now that it's the quarters go for 4 minutes less for Gary, so he'd be excited about the rest of this year.
Yeah, definitely. I think for a lot of the older boys, this little isolation period and the time off has really helped them just get on top of their bodies and, just give their bodies a rest. We all had a pretty good pre-season, but some of us probably had a bit too good of a pre-season. So by the time round one came through, our bodies are pretty cooked. So it was good to have that time off, and Gary definitely benefited from that. He was looking good last night. I was looking on top of the ground and kicked some really good goals, and even that goal from 50, which was really nice. I didn't think I was going to make the distance, but the fresh legs helped that a lot.
Sava, Heath Bucky, mate, well done on last night. A couple of mates of yours, or good mates of yours, Parfit and Narkel, had good performances last night.
Yeah, that hairdo, Parfit helped him out a lot last night, I reckon. Parfit's been good. He's another one that's really benefited from his from the break. He's got on top of his back. He's been having some problems with his back, so it's been good to see him come out last night and played some good footy. He's been training really well, and he's looking pretty fit at the moment. Same with Narkel as well. I can't wait to see those boys get some consecutive footy into their bodies.
We were talking about Graham Myers before and his running ability, particularly endurance, Asava. How good is he on the track in terms of his endurance? Is he right up there?
Oh, yeah, he's unbelievable. I remember his first training session at the footy club, the first day of pre-season. We had the 15-minute run, and he was trying to run with blitz, and we all didn't think he could hold on to it with blitz in the runnings. But he was really up there, and he's a beast with his running. By the end of the game, he still looks like he can play another 4 quarters. So he really helps out our game plan as forwards as well. And as long as we're bringing the ball to ground, we're happy for him to get the ground balls and kick some goals. So he's a very handy player.
And Asava, we had your former housemate on last night after the game, Quentin Narkel. You mentioned his hairdo there. He threw you under the bus last night. You said that in the kitchen, you were more like a fitter and turner than a cook. and that was one of the reasons why you had to move out. So you've moved out, and you've got your own little pad now. Are you just by yourself, or how's it work?
Of course he's throwing me under the bus there. But I tell you what, that bloke does not know how to cook at all, so I won't take the feedback from him. But no, the pad's going well, mate. I moved in with a mate from school, so it's going well. I'm starting to cook some few meals here and there, starting to teach myself a bit of cooking and that. But it's going well. I don't mind the batch pad. It's good.
Very, very good. He also said, Quentin Narkel also said, that Brandon Parfitt produced a pretty good sort of curry.
Brandon was a very good cook when I was living there. He taught me a few things.
What sticks out? What do you brew up yourself? What do you get in the kitchen? What's your favourite sort of operation you get onto?
He did teach me how to cook a good curry, so I don't mind cooking the curry. A few stews here and there. I like steak. I eat a lot of steak, things like that, salmon, pretty easy stuff, but it gets me through.
Yeah, well, it gets you through all right. It's superb. You know, a stew is just for people who can't cook. They just put 17 things into a pot and then cover it with some stock, and then it says, I've made this.
Yeah, well, it looks like I know what I'm doing, so I'll do that.
Sav, we really appreciate your time. Can't wait to see you in action next Saturday night against the Blues, who we're calling this afternoon. We'll get a close look at them, and looking forward to watching you in action next Saturday night. Really appreciate your time this afternoon on K-Rock Footy.
Perfect, guys. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Good on you, Asava.
Asava Radicalia joining us there from the Cats.
He's a good young fella, isn't he?
Geelong Marine.
Didn't realise you were Gabriel Ghetto.
I'm more Nigella.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.